Now, a pretty horrendous incident happened yesterday in the Redland area of Brisbane. A 49-year-old grandmother was allegedly tied up and bashed during a home invasion in the suburb of Sheldon, just south of Capalaba. Police say she was alone at the time and heard strange noises before she was confronted by two men who she didn't know, who then ransacked her house. Now, it is absolutely awful stuff, and police have launched a manhunt trying to find the pair. Nine News Queensland police reporter Jordan Fabris is on the line now. He's been covering this all day. Jordan, what can you tell us about what happened yesterday?
Oh, yeah, afternoon, Scott. It's really just harrowing details. So, yeah, as you touched on there, the young grandmother, Angie Brown, was home alone at her property in Sheldon yesterday afternoon. She heard some noises. She's come out of her bedroom, and that's when she spotted one of these intruders who has chased her down the hallway. He's bashed her. She's been drifting in and out of consciousness, and eventually he's grabbed her by the hair and started pulling her towards the lounge room, where he's eventually tied her up with zip ties to the table in there, and then continued on his way, ransacking that property. Angie's told police that she's heard another voice inside her home, so it is believed there were two men involved. However, she only briefly saw one of them, so we've only got the description of that man to go off. Just harrowing details. You've got to feel for this poor woman. She arrived back home this morning absolutely distraught. It's really the only way you could be under those circumstances.
Now, Jordan, the manhunt is still underway.
Yeah, it is. I understand police are closing in on these suspects. They've got a very good description of this man involved. He was around early to mid 20s, I should say, Caucasian. He's got quite a specific set of clothing that they are looking for. So manhunt underway, but it sounded like from the police press conference this morning it was just going to be a matter of time until they are knocking on these thugs' doors.
All right, Jordan Fabris, thank you for joining us on Drive. Now, catch Jordan's full report on Nine News tonight at 6 p.m.